Here come, he say, shh. And when them people, them white folks looking for them hog, you know. All in the field, round them people burn, round the haystack and everywhere. They find some, but most of them, they kill them. So I met that boy, he marked out. I said, Reno, I said, when the last time he said, man, don't talk. He said, them white folks looking for them hog. I had to swim across them. I said, you want to drop them? He said, I'll wait up to here. Little moose, I got drunk. I said, what? He said, yes. And from that they killed him out. Well, they didn't kill them, other people killed them in a quick reason. You see, you put them hog out in the woods. They feed on it. But they got wild.
And they called them what when they got wild?
Wild hog, and some of them was mean too.
Piney wood rooters?
Yeah, some of them is razorback rooters. Yeah, and some of them just a poor and just a mean the minute they see you that. They had razors on their head like that, and them touch you, and you get out the way, and they'll cut you too.
They had that what, Brit?
Yeah, that thing back at that hat back there started getting up like that. You bring it out the way. Right? I said, what? Oh, I never did hunt on me because I'm scared. Put you up a tree, you stay up there. You had to climb a tree. Nobody there, do you? You do them, none know what you going to do up there. No. You know, I seen that same thing on the act the other day. Some of that bag behind that man climbed. Good thing this is a small tree, you see. No, I didn't fool with them people. That's danger.
Yeah.
But them people steal them.
Yeah.
No, I didn't fool with that thing. I hunt rabbit, possum, coon. We was hunting Frisky and Mac. They're both dead. We was hunting rabbit one Sunday. And that boy had his gun some kind, not this way, he had it some kind of way, this way. And his brother was on the right, and I was way on the outside, because I never did get in the swing what people got shotgun. You don't know what happened. And do you know? It's a wildcat broke out there, and that boy gun went off in his hand like killed his brother. Mm. Hit that tree just above his head. I said, what you doing, Mac? He said, that thing with all the hair past that. He didn't know it was a wildcat, you know, because Mr. Chick and I used to hunt him all the time. Come by there with all that hair on his face. Scared me. I said, well, you didn't have to pull that trigger. He said, he tried to shoot, but you know, he watching that thing and scared too. Half cop, bow. I said, yes. I said, from now on, I'll get away from around you. That's right. Wildcat. They used to run them all through that field. All right, you over there, from your that house, the man loaded a buckshot to kill you there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I said, oh, you have to lead that man back, but rabbit. We killed rabbit.
Yeah.
Now,
did you have a place that you would store your potatoes or something?
Oh, yes, sir. Now, you know the best place, the man showed me that in the pine. We dug potato November the 1st, and it come up a cold. I mean, it was so cold, it looked like you just could pick it up in your hand. Cotton dog. Next day, this child was a young kid, had to go pick up the potato and haul. Well, that's why I found out the difference in black land and sandy land. I was picking potatoes and the mother two kids was holding the sack. Well, they couldn't hold the sack so much so good because their hand was cold. I said, you hold with one hand. I said, then you put your hand in your pocket, you hold. I'm picking potatoes, but my hand wouldn't cold me. When I hit that black land, my hand comes to get cold. I just got my dog. November 1st, 1929 or 1930. And when I hit that sandy land, it's a different. Oh, I said to myself, well, that sandy land is more warm than that black land. And mister, I took them potato, I piled them up long from here, about from here to that corner right there. About that high.